site description, and basic information. There are marked areas in front of every stage for people with disabilities. You're welcome to sit there with your family and friends. There are various locations around the site that have free water available, but there are also booths where you can purchase bottled water and refillable bottles from Clearwater. We encourage you to bring your own cup or bottle, even plates and utensils. Recycling and reusing happens all the time. There are groups of porta-johns located at primary areas around the site. They are near the food court, crafts, rainbow stage, and working waterfront. There are other individual porta-johns at various areas around the site. Using the Access Hospitality Tent and Rainbow Gate as central reference, to the right and following a paved path immediately next to our tent are the ASL interpreters and then information. After that is the membership tent. At the end of the paved path on the left is Rainbow Stage. Along the way, also on your left, is the tent for festival t-shirts. Immediately after that is a tent for Clearwater merchandise and performer music. Up a slope behind the tents is a covered permanent pavilion that houses peacekeeping and is a safe place in case of lightning. There is also a water spigot in front of the pavilion for yourself or your dog. Facing the pavilion, the rainbow stage will be to your right. On the right, along this paved path, are sponsors and a few food vendors selling lemonade and munchies. If you continue on the paved path and keep going north towards the water, you will cross over a road and onto the gravel and grass. At that point, the marketplace will be on your right. You can go through the marketplace to get to the sloop stage. Keep going, and on the right, after a small building, is another entrance to the sloop stage. Beyond that, on the right, is the artisanal market. Past the market, and on the left, is the Discovery Tent. Behind Discovery Tent is the Circle of Song. To the far left is Working Waterfront. Here is where you can borrow a canoe or kayak. To the right of Circle of Song is where you board the Clearwater. Sign up at the membership tent for these sales. If you enter the Rainbow Gate and go straight ahead, there's a gravel path down a small hill. At the bottom of the hill to the left are the crafts. To the right is Hudson Stage. Past crafts to the left is Green Living Expo. Past Green Living, the stage on your left is under a large tent and is the dance stage. There are small food vendors selling lemonade and munchies. Past dance stage is the activist area. To the right of the dance stage, between the stage and the river, is a large area where Arm of the Sea performs and where the closing ceremony happens. If you enter the Rainbow Gate and turn to your left, the path begins as paved, then becomes gravel. Here is where you found the Access Hospitality Tent. The first aid tent will be almost directly across from Access. The children's area and family stage will be on your left. On the left, past the children's area, will be the food court. The vendors are arranged in a cul-de-sac. There's also a spigot with fresh running water here, perfect for hot working dogs. Past the food court, on your left, is Story Grove. Opposite Story Grove are activists. If you continue on this path, you will come to the workshop stage on the right. Past that stage is Zero Waste. Beyond Zero Waste is the jam tent where you can bring your own instruments or just add your voice. Enjoy.